Vladimir Putin is readying for a new war ahead of the 2018 general election in Russia. That's according to a U.S.-based think tank called the Atlantic Council. Think tanks are research institutions that often help shape government policies, and due to the academic nature of them, they're trusted more usually than other organizations. But should that be the case? RT's Caleb Maupin investigates.
Think tanks. They present themselves as universities without students, organizations conducting independent research to inform government policy. Of course, they love their sponsors and depend on them. And it turns out, they work very hard to please them. U.S. federal law forbids working with foreign governments to lobby officials and influence policy. People have even gone to prison for it. Yet the Center for Global Development and the Brookings Institute have been getting money from and doing favors for foreign entities as they advise federal officials.
Brookings, for many decades, relied exclusively on endowment money to finance these activities. Analysis very often also contained recommendations. Now, those recommendations would have a political resonance.
According to the latest New York Times investigation, Lockheed Martin and Boeing, two top Pentagon contractors, have contracted over $77 million to various think tanks, and it wasn't an altruistic contribution. In return, major U.S. think tanks have come out strongly in favor of exporting weapons around the world, i.e., selling their products.
It can skew the analysis. It can skew their recommendations. In other words, you are buying the imprimatur. And since it wasn't known that it was being paid for, then the people in Congress or even the executive would credit it with an independence and intellectual authority, which in fact it didn't deserve.